episode 2737 with all the wonder.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy, happy day. I hope you've had a wonderful week. It's Friday. Yay! And it is truly Confessions of an Upset Mama. And you know what? You need to take a deep breath because things are getting crazy. Did you notice the school supplies in the stores? Oh yes, they're already showing up on Prime Day. Oh my goodness, I want to run and hide. But you cannot, because with all the wonder, let's dive in. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. To be in your children's memories tomorrow, you must be in their lives today. Don't run and hide from the gift that makes you frustrated, puts a smile on your face for no reason, and simply delights your heart. Raise your child with all the wonder. That's the start of something new that brings attention and love to what matters too. This week has been a tough week for Highland Park, Illinois. And I just want to pause for a moment and encourage you to pray with us as we are praying for the families involved, for the lives gone way too soon, and others' heroic actions that still don't paint the world pretty. And I would encourage you to, if you can, financially support. There are lots of different GoFundMe pages, other support avenues that are out there that are reaching out to these families. The stories that I'm reading, they are heart-wrenching. And it's unfortunate that we are having this conversation way too often. So today I'm bringing it back to a conversation we should be having instead of a Highland Park conversation. Because I think we're missing the mark, honestly, right? This whole thing, it leaves us feeling deeply hurt with a heart hardening with every beat. Because it happens so often. How can we make a difference when the difference is making us hurt? I can't answer all the sorrow for the world. That I must rely on God and God alone. My strength nor yours will get you through something as traumatic as Highland Park. When things like this happen, I don't always have a deep conversation with my children, which may be strange sounding, but I do go deep with my actions for my children. I want my children to know the depth of my love in all circumstances. Does your child know how much you love them? And it's not because of the things you buy them or how you feed them or the house that you have, the roof over your head, the car you drive. Doesn't matter how much jewelry you wear or not wear, the type of purse you have on, are you wearing name brand or not? It's about your love. It's about your heart. It goes much deeper. With all the wonder, our children need to feel our arms wrapped around them, not pushing against them. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Wrap your arms around your children. There really is no other way to put it than to see your child. We're missing the mark. So many of our days are filled with busyness and to-do list check marks that we forget the most important things in life. We know our kids are there, but do we really know they're there? Seriously, do you know what your child did already today? Now, you may have older children. You may not know the details, but do you have a general idea? Do you know what their new job is? Are you having those intimate conversations? Are you getting involved in your child's life, not because you want to freak them out and spook them out and be that know-it-all mama? That's not it. But the one that shows concern, that shows deep affection, that says, you know what? I see you. I hear you. I love you. But unfortunately, we're not doing that. And we're hearing these situations come up. These kids are so young. And they're doing horrible things. And then we have loss of life, old and young. And I can't say that it's not fair because it truly is not fair. I don't know the rhyme or the reason for it. I don't get it. We live in a fallen world. And bad things happen to good people. But we can triumph by how we lead our everyday, how we show up, especially within our four walls, and then how we extend beyond. You have an incredible influence over your children. They are paying attention to you. So wrap your arms around them. How can you really do that? Because yes, I want you to physically wrap your arms around them, but I want you to do it in other ways. Number one, see with your own eyes. You got to see your child. Drop the technology and reach for humanity. We're missing the mark, and that's got to stop. We've got to see other people hurting. We've got to understand and be alert and be observant. Why is it that we just kind of put on blinders and go, well, this is what I'm doing? We get in the car and we want to change lanes. We don't even look. We just go. And we wonder why we live in the world that we live in. We can't be selfish. We have to raise our kids to be selfless. That doesn't mean that we don't love ourselves and care for ourselves when it comes to self-care and our health and exercise and feeding our bodies right. Yes, that all goes in the holistic plan of serving out of love for yourself, not buying yourself everything. Not saying, I got to have all this. Pay attention to me. Why do you think we have all these social media feeds? Everybody is going after trying to be and go viral. Is that really the life you want for your child, let alone yourself? I just scratch my head when I see great grandparents, because now I'm a grandparent, so I have to watch how I say things. When I have great grandparents that I see out there going, I got to get viral too. I got to look cool. Now, they may be a young great-grandparent, like my mom. She's not trying to go viral, by the way. It'd be cute if she did. She'd have lots of things, and I think a lot of people would follow her. But you see, the problem is we're trying to get the attention of people who really don't care. And the people that we should be caring about their attention, they've got their nose stuck somewhere else. And yes, it's a hard knock day, and it's confession day, and I'm pointing it out to all of us, me included. We have got to watch how we are showing up for our children. And even if you think you're doing it all wrong, you're still missing the mark somewhere. You still can better. Because there are situations that have come up over the last few years that parents thought, yeah, I'm doing great. Don't need anything. And then all of a sudden, look where they are. I'm not saying that it's parents' fault the bad things happen. Please understand my heart, hear me. But I also know that we are in the direct line of defense and offense when it comes to raising our children. That's your job, Mom. That's your job, Dad. You didn't have a child for someone else to raise him, so start doing it. I'm just going to say it like it is. So you've got to start seeing with your own eyes. Your child wants to be seen. By golly, if they are on a social media outlet and they're trying to go viral, oh, look how many likes I have. If everybody's living for likes, everybody fails. No one can get as many likes. And you know what? As fast as you go viral is as fast as you can die. It's a one-stop shop. Now, this is not to get you down and to put you in a mood when you're going into the weekend. This is to make you think. This is to raise conversation. This is to raise awareness because nobody wants to talk about it. We're not talking about it around the dinner table. So I'm going to talk about it here. Because it's important that we start getting involved the way we're supposed to be involved as a parent. And that doesn't mean you're the lawnmower parent where you're, creating this pathway for them. They don't have to do anything and there's not any hard knocks, no. But I am saying you need to raise your child right. And you need to be a part of their life. And you need to see your child. Your child should not have to go anywhere else to feel loved, but within their own four walls. And I know there's circumstances and situations. I get that. It can't be a blanket all across the board. I understand there's extenuating circumstances. I got it. But we can't sit there and live our own lives within our own four walls thinking that, well, you know, someone else, well, you know, we're not doing too bad. So, you know, oh, we're good. I'm not going to worry about it. I'm not telling you to stress over it, but I am telling you to think about it. See with your own eyes. Number two, believe with your own heart. You have to be the greatest, the biggest, the humongous cheerleader for your child. Always, 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 always. Be involved in their lives. Go to their games. If you can't, write a note to them. Send them a text. Let them know why you really can't be there. And if you can't be there like every single time, then maybe you should have a little self-reflection check for yourself and look at it and say, gosh, do I have my priorities out of whack? I can remember when I was going into a network marketing company, and great company, love them, still with them. And it was interesting, one of my sponsors told me, you know what? It's okay if you miss a couple of their games, they won't remember. And I wanted to turn to her and say, how old are your children? At the time, they were still very young. They weren't even above 4 years old. And I thought, you have no idea yet what they'll remember. And no, I don't have to be at every single game, but if I miss every game, guarantee you, they're going to remember. Right? At the top of this, what did I say? To be in your children's memories tomorrow, you must be in their lives today. You've got to be the greatest cheerleader for your child. Believe with your own heart. Know where they're at. Ask questions to always keep communication open. Even if you have an adult child that has already grown, you're an empty nester, they could be 20, 30, 40 years old. You got to have open communication because guess what? You're always a mom. You're always a dad. Your roles change a little bit as the age goes up with and matures for the child. And that relationship blooms into something different. But you're still always a parent. And we tend to forget that. And so you always want to have that open communication because you know what? You might hear something that no one else will. Even with their spouse. Your child gains energy from you. Your child believes what you believe. If you're excited, guess what? They're going to be excited. I was on the phone with my grandson last night. Papa and I were talking to him. Cutest thing ever. I mean, I could just go on. We could be here forever, but you don't want to be here forever listening to stories. But I'm going to tell you this one. He was playing and we were FaceTiming, so we got to see everything and he got to see our reactions. And it was so cute. When we would make a certain reaction, he would do the same thing and he thought it was the best thing ever. And then he would do it to us and then we would do his reaction and he would just giggle. Your children are watching you. So see with your own eyes, believe with your own heart. And finally, number three, express with your own actions and words. Be yourself, but express yourself. This fear of sharing your emotions in public or private, it's gotta go. Stop sitting here and saying, I'm not a touchy-feely guy. I gotta have it all together, Mom. Really? You don't have to have it all together. It's okay if your child sees you cry. It's okay if your child sees you absolutely ecstatic. It's okay for your child to see you upset within reason. Don't be that crazy rampage woman that's driving down the highway, yelling all over the place, cursing and all that. That too is for another episode. But you have got to allow your child to see you. Express yourself. Our children don't know what to do and they think communication is, oh, I write something online and post it. Oh, everybody's got it now. But they only get two likes. Not even a comment. Now what? What do you do? They go live. They're like, oh, I hate today. What if I did this today? And then, oh, wow, then there's some talking. Oh, okay, so if we talk trash, I get a response. What do you want to feed your child's energy, your child's heart, your child's mind, your child's body, your child's spirit? What do you want that to be? I would hope that you would want it to come from you. So you've got to be vulnerable when it comes to your children. And yes, you may have to explain some things. My children, they're like, Mom, you cried at the ShamWoo commercial. Yeah, pretty much. That's me. I wear my heart on my sleeve. I got to mop myself up every once in a while. But you know what? They'll also watch me very quietly. And they'll see something on TV. And they'll look to see what Mom's reaction's going to be. This is going to be good if she cries. This is going to be really sincere. She knows this stuff. She connects with people. If I watch her and I know, then yeah, I better be watching too. Express with your own actions and words. Our children need to see expression. And unfortunately, they just don't. Because I'm sorry, as much as you love technology, come on, unless if somebody's just plain irate on something, everybody's making it all up. We put on that masquerade ball and we try to do what's going to get those likes so we can go viral. We want to be noticed. We want to be seen. We want to be heard. That's a child's cry. Are you missing your child's cry? Are you missing it to the point where, yes, you hold them, but you really don't wrap your arms around them? I want you to think about where your child is right now in their season of life. What do they need your support with? Do you just need to go hang out? Do you need to go have an ice cream date? Maybe you need to get in your car and drive to their house and just be there with them. Maybe college is around the corner and they're nervous. Maybe you've got kindergartners about to start school. Oh, I remember those days. It seems like a long way away, but no, I do remember those days. And I homeschooled for a lot of them. But I did send some of our other ones to elementary school at one point. And so there was this, oh my gosh, Mom, I don't know what to expect. If kids are walking around all the time feeling stressed and anxious and trying to be seen or noticed to go viral, whether it's in their own four walls or on a social media channel, do you think we have a problem? Yeah, Houston, I think we have a problem. No. I know we have a problem. If you want to love deeper but are unsure how to show it, I want to encourage you to reach out to a counselor, a therapist, a coach, a mentor, someone you trust and look up to as to how they are or have raised kids. You can be a mentor yourself. And I would encourage you to do that within your community. Not just within your four walls, your neighbors. I can remember back on so many different moves and my connection with kids and their families. I know for a fact my impact that I've had on children's lives. I've seen it with my own eyes. I've been blessed to see them grow up because of social media. That's a positive thing that's come from social media. I can keep up with them as they grow older, which means I'm growing older too. That part I don't like, but you know, you gotta go with the wins and losses. But you have a position that is so vital to the health and well-being that you forget because, well, honestly, we're just caught up in everything. And that's no fault of yours. It's no fault of mine. It's called life. And that's why we have to have these hard conversations. That's why we have to say, what does it matter? It does matter. It matters that you take time off on the weekend to spend fishing time at the lake, to go boating, to go swimming at the local YMCA, to go find a creek and go wading. Whatever it is for you, create that together with your child. Experiences, love. Wrap your arms around your child. Because the sad thing is, and the scary thing is if you don't, someone else is going to. And no, I'm not talking about the love of their life. I'm talking about other things that I don't like to talk about. I don't want to keep having these conversations of Highland Park. And yes, being realistic, we're going to have them. There are going to be other circumstances like it. But it doesn't have to be all the time. Don't you want to have your grandchildren, your great-grandchildren? And I say that because your influence with your children then goes to your grandchildren, your great-grandchildren. Don't you want to better the generations to come? Well, then it starts within your four walls. So we got to have these tough conversations. So my challenge for you, where can you wrap your arms around your child tighter? What area is it? And maybe it's an area I didn't even mention. And that's okay. But I want you to start thinking about it. I want you to be specific. I want you to say, you know what? My child does matter. And maybe I need to start making some changes. And start figuring it out. Have hard conversations with dad. Or if you're a blended family, with your spouse and dad and his spouse, right? So make it all come together. Don't assume though. Mom, dad, that's where we miss the mark. We assume our kiddos know. Stop it. There's no assumption when it comes to love. Did you hear me? There is no assumption when it comes to love. So it's time for us as parents to rise up so we can raise up children to go out and be incredible individuals to impact the world that they touch. It's so special to embrace the world through the eyes of a child. With all the wonder, may your child open up your eyes. Go out, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed weekend. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.